What is up, everybody? This is Danny Nesvetterani, your host for the hour for none other than Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM, and this is no regular episode of the Archives show here at CJSF. This is a very special fun drive episode of Analog Archives here at CJSF, and for those who may not be aware, for those who may be tuning into CJSF for the very first time, or even Analog Archives for the very first time, Fun Drive is our annual fundraising event here at the radio station where we ask of our listeners, our generous community, to donate towards the station for us to be able to support what we do here, independent local media. And, you know, over the past year, I have been working at CJSF full-time as their community radio journalist, a role that has made me eternally grateful for all the opportunities that I've been provided here, but one that also exemplifies the fact that CJSF is so much more than just, you know, music and things of that nature. Even though that is super important, that is a huge part of what CJSF does, we also are aiming to provide a more journalistic aspect to the content that we put out, whether that be through the work and interviews and stories that I produce, as well as the amazing interviews that our volunteers put together as well through the help of myself or Jesse here, who's our programming coordinator, or Nicole, the public affairs and talk coordinator. We just have so many amazing, talented people here doing what they love, and that is a really special thing and something that really deserves, I think, to have the funding that it needs to keep going and keep rising and all those good things. You know, this year our theme is around these sort of anthropomorphic hot air balloons that were so beautifully designed by a local artist by the name of Charlotte Cho. The poster is really, really cool. And it is the slogan associated with this year's fund drive is essentially along the lines of reaching further and rising higher, you know, in this hot air balloon, in this sort of voyage that you're going on with us here at CJSF. And another fun fact about that is if you want a print of what the so very talented Charlotte Cho put together for us this year, you can actually get it if you donate $90.10 at the very least to CJSF. So if you want to do that, you can go to 778-782-2573 and you can call in. That's one option. But you can also text. You can text us. And if you just text the word donate, you'll get the donation link. Also, you can just go to cjsf.ca/donate, and that'll take you straight to the donation page. You can pick which show that you want to donate towards, and all of that money goes towards CJSF. In this case, you're listening to Analog Archives, so if you want to donate, please donate to Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. And for this episode, I got a couple things planned. You see, first, we have a array of records that all kind of are in line with the theme of this year's fund drive. So first off, we got Free Flight, a group by the name of Free Flight with Soaring, similar to that of a hot air balloon, by the way. We have this 7-inch record here by 14 Ice Bears with Balloon Song. And then we have The Pale Saints with the Flesh Balloon EP. That's a lot of soaring, and that's a lot of balloons. If I've ever heard it, whoa. Anyway, what I'm trying to say here is I wanted to play music that sort of exemplifies the spirit of this year's fund drive, and hopefully urge all of you to donate to Analog Archives to CJSF. Go to cjsf.ca/donate. Once again, $35, $70. It doesn't matter. Any amount goes a long way in supporting the station and everything we do. So to start off tonight, I'm going to be playing this record by a group called Free Flight. This is an album by the name of Soaring. Came out in 1993. And it looks like they have four members here. There's Jim Walker, who is playing the Yamaha YF6 881H solid silver flute, the alto flute, and piccolo. We've got Miltra Lviv, who's playing the Yamaha synthesizer, multiple, in fact, as well as an acoustic piano, Fender Rhodes piano, and melodica. We have Jim Lacefield on acoustic and electric basses, and Ralph Humphrey on the Yamaha 9000 recording series drums and percussion. I'm going to be playing the first track off of side one. This one is titled Spur of the Moment, which, speaking of spur of the moment, you know what a great spur of the moment decision would be? Donating to CJSF 90.1 FM 778-782-2573 or cjsf.ca/donate. Please do it. And also, I hope you enjoy this hour of amazing radio here, once again, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Once again, this is Free Flight with Spur of the Moment.
We'll be right back.
Once again, we are back with this very special Fun Drive episode of Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. And before I get into any other business here for this episode of radio, I actually have some shout-outs to give, because thankfully, before the show even started, we actually received a number of extremely generous donations from supporters of this show. So I want to shout out, first of all, Jack Nicholas for his amazing donation here to Analog Archives. Afterwards, I would like to give a shout out to Zanita Pereira for her donation, Celine Park as well. Thank you, thank you, thank you for donating to Analog Archives and making what we do here at CJSF possible. And lastly, I want to thank Pedram Abraham and Saba Hassan for their generous donations as well. It really means a lot, and it really goes a long way to supporting what we do here at the station. You know, when I mentioned, you know, the things that we do in terms of interviews and radio shows and journalism and things like that, you know, that's all really important, and the funding that we get from this yearly fund drive really does work to support that. But there's a lot of tech that goes into running a radio station, and a lot of tech that could use some help here at CJSF. One of those things happens to be our current tower. You know, when we say rise higher and reach further, it is kind of in a literal sense as well, because our radio tower can only go so far. It can only hold the signal so strong. And we are currently in the midst of a project to replace that tower with one that will have a much clearer and stronger signal throughout the Lower Mainland. And your donations towards the station helps make that dream a reality. So please, 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 if not for Analog Archives, donate for any show that you are a fan of here at CJSF. You can do so all week. You can do so even after this week. The donate page isn't going anywhere. And again, any amount goes such an extremely long way, and it is so unbelievably appreciated. Okay, so this next part of the episode isn't going to be very music heavy, and that is because I had this idea. You know, I feel like every Fun Drive episode here at CJSF, at least in my opinion, needs to have some sort of gimmick attached to it, you know, something that really makes it stand out from every other episode you're doing. And, you know, I am doing this whole thing where I'm playing music that exemplifies balloons and soaring high and reaching further and things of that nature, but I didn't think that was enough. So one thing that I wanted to really focus on was the idea of failure. You know, as a community radio host, I mess up a lot. You know, I've probably messed up on this show already. I know I've messed up on this show already. And especially for a show like Analog Archives, where I'm constantly switching between vinyl records and cassette tapes, there's a margin for error there. There's definitely a higher chance of something going wrong than if I just played songs off of the studio computer. And that certainly has happened. You know, I've been doing this show for a good few months now, and I've definitely run into some issues throughout that time, but I don't think that's something to shy away from, you know? I think one thing I love to tell new volunteers that come into the station, especially when they start their open mic, which is sort of like our free radio hour for people to sort of develop their skills and learn how to program, is that I really consider those spaces to be spaces for failure. And I mean that in the best way possible. You know, I don't think there are a lot of spaces that exist that allow you to mess up in such a public way while developing your skills, because that's just a beautiful thing to me. You know, like, I want to hear that. I don't know if everyone wants to hear that, but I personally want to hear more people screwing up in very public ways if it means that they're going to continue to hone their craft and express themselves in a way that feels real to them. And that is one of the beautiful things about community radio. And for that reason, I decided to put together a little compilation of some of the times that I have royally messed up on this show here, Analog Archives, and I thought I'd play it all for you. So without further ado, let's get started. This first instance is a few minutes long, and it's because it was an episode where the cassette player just was not working. I wasn't sure what was going on. I was trying to, like, you know, mess with all the dials and see what I could do to fix it, but just nothing was working. And like a day later, I found out it was just that the component plugs in the back were just plugged into the wrong thing. I guess someone had done that at some point. So it was an easy fix, but you know, when you're in the middle of a live radio show and you have to all of a sudden figure out how to get something to work, there's a lot more pressure attached to that. And you can see how I decided to handle all that pressure.
And then there's an address that is located in Burnaby. There's even more in here, but I'm not sure if these are lyrics or not. Anyways, let's find out. This is Uneven Steps with the track Empty Pane Glass of a Three.
As you can see, it's silent.
Sometimes these things take a second. Bear with me.
I swear this isn't dead air. I was really scrambling at this point, and I just wasn't sure what to do.
Okay, seemingly nothing as of yet, but let's keep... I think I hear the slightest inkling of something, so let's keep going. Interesting. Okay. I'm going to keep this rolling, and in 10 seconds, if we don't hear anything, I'm switching to the next thing, but we will see.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3... Yeah, see, it's just, I definitely took longer than 10 seconds here, and whole time just scrambling to see how I can get this tape player to work.
All right, as of yet, I have not been able to figure out how to get this to play. Let's fast forward a bit, see what happens. Let's fast forward a bit more. Okay. Once again, this is Analog Archives. I believe this is the first time this has happened, and honestly, 11 episodes in, that's a little shocking that it's taken this long for me to get a tape that just is not producing any noise.
So yeah, I really tried to play it off here, but I was internally freaking out and externally sweating quite a bit.
All right. Let's keep going forward, see what happens.
Love hearing the tape player noises.
And so far, nothing as of yet. That is very peculiar. Okay, let me turn this around and see what happens. Apologies for the elongated intro here, but this is community radio, and sometimes cassette tapes live in studio do things like this.
So yeah, at this point, just a lot of silence, and I really didn't know what to do. You can kind of hear the hissing of the tape player, which I appreciate. That means, you know, that there was some noise going on, but yeah, it wasn't my proudest moment on radio, and that is totally okay. You know, again, community radio, I'm sure there are longtime listeners of the show that heard that and were like, oh man, okay, and then moved on. That's the thing. A lot of things that you might mess up at or you might fail at, people are not going to remember. I have made the choice right now to make people remember, but generally people are not going to remember. And that's why I think we need to embrace moments like that. And that's what I think I am trying to do with this little failure compilation. But before we play more of that, I thought I would actually get into the next record that we got here from the Pale Saints. This is the Flesh Balloon EP. You just heard me slide it out of the package there. I'm going to be playing the first track called Hunted. All right, let's see what this is about. I also have to now switch records, so you're going to hear that too, because again, this is raw, this is uncut, this is community radio, and this is Analog Archives. Okay, bear with me. I'm switching discs. All right, and we're back, and once again, I'm going to be playing the Pale Saints and the Flesh Balloon EP. Hope you enjoy. Thank you.